Hi, I'm Joanne Folletta, and this is Classical IPR, a service of Interlaken Center for the Arts.
Hi, I'm Henry. I am 11 years old. I play the bassoon. You're listening to the Kids Commute Interlaken Public Radio.
Thank you, Henry, and good morning, kids commuters. Welcome to day two of Fanny Mendelssohn Week on IPR's Kids Commute.
Hey, Kate.
Hey, Tony. Oh, that's producer Tony. What can I do for you? What's up?
Well, I have a word of the day for us today.
Ooh, okay.
But I've also decided that we're going to do it spelling bee style.
Okay, then let's begin our spelling bee music.
The word of the day is lead.
Lead. Okay, what part of speech is that word?
A lead is a noun.
May I have the definition, please?
A lead is a German art song characterized by the setting of a poetic text to classical music, usually voice accompanied by piano.
Okay. Can I have the language of origin?
It's German, LOL.
Oh, I guess so, huh? Yeah, it's German. Okay, can we use that in a sentence?
The Queen complimented me on a lead that she thought I wrote, but it was really written by my sister.
Lied. A German song. L-I-E-D.
That is correct.
Yay! What do I win?
You win a Kids Commute prize pack.
Woo! Thank you, producer Tony. And we have a story to go along with that sentence in just a second. Now, we're learning about Fanny Mendelssohn this week, or Fanny Mendelssohn Hensel. That was her married name. She was a very talented pianist. In fact, some music historians think she may have been better at the piano than her famous younger brother, Felix. But of course, again, at the time of Fanny's life, composing and performing music as a job was only for men. She was supposed to be just a good wife and mama, and she was allowed to write music on the side. Now, her father and her brother, Felix, really encouraged this idea. Now, here's the thing. Again, that was the way things went. So Fanny wasn't really that mad about that. And she and Felix were really close. And he knew her compositions were really, really good. In fact, they were so good that he published some of her works under his name. Now, he didn't do it on purpose to steal from her. It's a lot more likely that he just knew she was super talented and women weren't supposed to be composers. So he would do her a favor sometimes and publish her music just under his name. So today's selection is one of those things. It was so good, it caught the attention of Queen Victoria. Felix had achieved fame through his music, and he had the opportunity to meet the famous Queen Victoria of England herself, and he asked her which of his compositions she liked the best. Here's a little historical reenactment we've put together for you.
Well, hello, Queen Victoria, who reigned from 1837 to 1901.
Well, hello, Composer Felix Mendelssohn. I, Queen Victoria of England, who reigned from 1837 to 1901, think you are a wonderful composer, and I'm so, so happy to meet you.
Well, that is quite a compliment. May I ask what your favorite composition might be?
Oh, certainly. My favorite little splendid ditty of yours is that little song called Italienne.
That was written by my sister.
Awkward! And here is Italienne, sung by soprano Judith Raskin.
Schöner und schöner schmilzt sich der Plan, schmeichelnde Lüfte wehen mich an. Holt aus der Prosa Lasten und Mühe, zieh ich zum Lande der Poesie. Goldne die Sonne, blaue die Luft, grüne die grüne Pützke der Duft. Dort an dem Mais am Schwellen von Saft, sträubt sich der Aloe störrische Kraft. Zypresse, blond, du braun, nickt die wie zynische grüßende Frauen, was glänzt im Laube funkelnd wie Gold, ab um ihr Rand, sie wirst du dich hold. Trotz Gefahrseidung warst du dies, während entschillt und murmelt so süß, und deshalb wie so halb zu schauen, es war des Meeres furchtbar.
dankbares Grauen. Hier bin ich ohne göttliche Du, bringst du mal den Bewogen zur Ruh. Wenn man versuche, sie in der Lust, ebne die Wogen, die Wogen auf dieser Brust. Grüner und grüne Machten und Feld, frohe das Leben, schöne die Welt, fort aus der Sorge düsterem Tal, hier in des Frühlings sonnigen Saal, bunte die Blumen, süße der Duft, heitre der Himmel, frische die Luft. Sieh, wie die Gänse hüpft und das Reh, schau, wie der Bach hinrauscht in den See, zu der Lawine dumpfen geht. Allen Schalmeien lieblich und schön, hüllt den Nebel die Täler herein, oben ist Freud, ist wohliger Schein. Droben und droben wär ich so gern, Täler und Berge, wie seid ihr so fern? Ach, und wie fern ist Frieden und Ruh, ach, und wie fern, Liebe, bist du? Träumend nur seh ich Rosen noch blühen, träumend der Alpen sinken nur glühen. Täler und Berge, wie seid ihr so fern? Droben und droben, droben wär ich so gern.
Judith Raskin was our soprano, George Schick, our pianist, performing Italian by Fanny Mendelssohn, not Felix Mendelssohn. And we'll all remember our word of the day, a German song, Lied, L-I-E-D, but with a little bit of a T pronunciation on that D, Lied. Now tomorrow on Kids Commute, we'll hear some sweet Lied, sweet morning music by Fanny. All right, Kids Commuters, time to check in now with our Quizlet. We'll ask you this question all week. If you're right, we'll send you a prize envelope, tell everybody how smart you are, and enter your name to win our monthly grand prize from GoGo Squeeze. Here is the question. Famous brothers Orville and Wilbur did something that literally changed the world. What are they famous for? Extra credit, what was their last name? And here is a hint for you. Older brother Wilbur won a coin toss, and he got to do it first, but he really wasn't successful at it. Orville got to go second, and he did this thing for 12 seconds. Do you know what it is yet? Text us the answer with your name and address to area code 231-237-7482. And congrats, so many of you already know this. Good job, our Quizlet aces so far this week. Mario, Hector, and Catherine, Landon and Braden, Luke and Lane in Traverse City, also Tobias in Honor, Andrew in Hart, Eden and JL in Downing, Wisconsin, Parker and Dorothy in Memphis, Tennessee, and Elizabeth in Charlevoix. Great job, Quizlet aces. Way to go. That's all for today's Kids Commute. Give it your try now if you'd like, 231-237-7482. I'm Kate Botello. Hasta mañana.
Interlaken Public Radio.